Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord as we worship together on what St. John's knows traditionally as Presentation Sunday. So these sixth, eighth graders sitting in the front row have planned the service, written out the service, picked all the songs, all those kind of things. And some of the parts that they're going to share not in the bulletin, they wrote, and then they're going to share their presentations. And hopefully they're going to do as well as they did the first service. So they shared very well this morning, and I believe we're all in for a blessing. So welcome to family members that have come to hear them this morning. Announcements for the week. I do have, my wife has prepared lunch for anybody that wants to learn a little bit more about St. John's. So we'll gather down on the fireside after this service is over. If you are newer to the church or want to learn more about the congregation, Tuesday's community meal, St. John's is hosting, and that always means we could use a few extra hands serving in the kitchen, either serving or cleaning up. So if you could be here around 4:50 or sometime around 5:30, that's when the cleanup will happen. Next Sunday, we have one service at 10 a.m. Sunday school is at 9, worship at 10, and we have the congregational meeting to follow, and there are meeting packets available out on a table in the narthex. So please be aware of that. It's been a different week here in the church office as you look at the concerns on the back of the bulletin. Evie Walker, three-year-old daughter of Corey and Jocelyn, ended up going to the ER and then was admitted for a couple of days down at Toledo Children's Hospital. She is feeling much better. She came home on Friday, but Jocelyn was out all week, so some of the fine details didn't happen, but hopefully we covered everything that was necessary. But Evie's feeling better, and she'll see a specialist at the end of May, so please keep that family in your prayers. And with that said, I believe we're ready to start.
Hear this reading of the Bible from John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Let's pray. Dear God, in the light of John 3:16, we gather in your holy presence. We are thankful that you have so much love for us that you offered us your only Son, Jesus, as a sign of hope and salvation. Help our hearts to be open-minded to this gift you have given us, and may our lives reflect the belief that brings us eternal life. Amen.
If you feel led, you may join us in our prelude called As the Deer.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Brother.
Please rise as you are able and share with me in the call to worship. We gather today seeking the peace Christ gives.
We gather in spite of many conflicts, many doubts within our souls.
We gather longing for the breath of God's Spirit to give us courage and renewal.
Come, Christ Jesus, be among us. Bless us through the power of your Spirit, and give us the courage to live as your disciples day by day.
Please join me in praying the unison prayer. God, please forgive me. I believe your Son died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. And because of this, I will enter into heaven when I die. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I willingly give you my life. Amen.
How blessed we are to have a God who is always with us, who is our light in the darkness. His love for us is never ending, and he will leave the 99 to find us. Let us sing Waymaker, followed by Reckless Love.
Thank you. Please join me in our morning prayer. Lord, we praise you for all your good deeds and all the time that you have helped us when we have struggled most. Lord, also forgive us for all the sins that we have done and help us to turn around to not do it again, so that we may get closer to you, Lord. We also thank you, Lord, that you forgive us when we sin against you, Lord, and that every time that we do sin, if we ask for forgiveness and repent, you will forgive us. God, we pray to you that everyone will be saved today, and anyone that is hurt or injured may be healed by your amazing grace. Lord, I continue this prayer with what you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Our confirmation class chose this reading from 1 John 4:7 through 19. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him, and he is in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, and we have sent and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of our world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and so we rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in loves God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world we are like him, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us.
I invite the children forward.
Okay, so we have some sugar cubes here, and I'm going to pass them around to each one of you. And they're going to represent your life and any sin that you've ever done. Okay, then we have a bucket of water right here, and this is going to represent Jesus coming into your lives and taking away your sins. Have you guys ever done any sins? What have you done? Harrison.
I disobeyed my father and mother.
Okay, come put your sugar cube in. Claire.
Has anyone lied?
There's one more. You can just come put yours in. Now can I get a volunteer that would want to stir up the water? While she's stirring up the water, this represents Jesus coming into your lives and taking away all the sins you've ever done.
Pray with me. Lord, I thank you for having everybody come here to watch us teach them about you and that you take away all our sins. Amen.
You guys can go back to your seats.